At President Bush's ranch in Texas last April, Prime Minister Sharon said that the planned pullout from Gaza and part of the West Bank had created an atmosphere of civil war in Israel.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Sharon was referring to the stubborn Jewish settlers and those trying to come to their support, not to any uprising within his government. It is well known that Finance Minister Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu strongly opposes the pullout, which he calls a giveaway with no return. What was not expected was that having sat through many cabinet meetings where the pullout was discussed, he would present a letter of resignation and stage a walkout from the cabinet hardly a week before the evacuation is scheduled to begin. It is no secret that Netanyahu, prime minister for 3 years until he lost the 1999 election, aspires to return to the leadership of the government and the Likud party. In part, Netanyahu is engaged in a generational change. Sharon is 77 years old. Deputy Prime Minister Shimon Peres is 81. Netanyahu, at 56, is the only prime minister to have been born in the state of Israel. By his walkout from the cabinet and resignation on security grounds, the former prime minister has in effect pinned his hopes for a comeback on how well or how badly the removal of the settlers is carried off. The government says that preparations are going ahead routinely, acting as though the resignation is no big deal. Sharon did get some good news today in new government figures showing that 60% of the 1,700 families to be moved from Gaza and part of the West Bank have applied for compensation from the state, meaning that they are planning to move. But there are some tense days ahead for Israel. Netanyahu, warning that Gaza will be turned into a base of Islamic terror, adds a voice that may resonate among the religious and other opponents of yielding land to the Palestinians. Netanyahu is betting that this will help his comeback aspirations. This is Daniel Shore.